Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
All right, 3:30 on the nose. Good to have you with us in the DMV and across, really, North America and the world. On the Odyssey app, always live and free there. Commanders back on the practice field today, getting set for the Cleveland Browns this Sunday at Northwest Stadium. 1 o'clock kickoff. We'll have all-day coverage for you. Linnell will be a part of that. Of course, a couple hours before the game, during the game, I'll be at Northwest Stadium, where we'll all be watching Luke McCaffrey and the Washington Commanders take on the Cleveland Browns. And speaking of, Luke McCaffrey joins us right now from Ashburn. Hey, Luke, it's Chris Russell here, Linnell Willingham there. Thanks so much for doing this. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing well. Thank you so much for having me on.
No, I appreciate you making some time for us. You know, Luke, I've only talked to you, I think, once. I don't know how many times Linnell's talked to you during camp, but, you know, you always seem like, you know, a happy-go-lucky guy, right? I know you love your football. Everybody knows your family. How would you describe your personality? Because to me, you come across as a dude who's, you know what you are, but you're also really, really happy playing the game and loving the game.
Yeah, you know, I think I'm passionate about football, and I love the game, and it's a shame to not appreciate that. I think my college journey was so lucky because I had some adversity. I went through some different things, and so it just grew an appreciation for football, for the camaraderie that it brings, for the joy that it brings, and everything that has to do with football. And so I'm just so thankful to be out on the field and to be a part of a team and organization that does things the right way, like we've been doing, and focuses on growth and getting better and how to master your process. And so it's such a blast being here. I'm so excited and so pumped to be back at home this weekend. I know last week felt like a home game, but this has been awesome.
Luke, give me a second here to give you a corny nickname. Luke Skywalker, right? You're familiar with Luke Skywalker.
Yeah.
I've never seen Star Wars. I think it's the dorkiest thing ever, but I'm going to call you Luke Turf Walker, baby, because you're getting open at a crazy rate right now. I think you've done a tremendous job, but I want to get into your mentality here for a second, because the one thing that I think folks don't understand about football, and tell them to keep it down, Luke. I'm joking, brother.
Just got slimed by Nickelodeon right there.
What just happened?
I think Jaden won, Nickelodeon Awards. He just got slimed.
Oh, my goodness. Jaden Daniels got slimed?
Love that.
That's awesome.
But no, Luke, I mean, obviously, you're seeing a high volume of snaps right now. It wasn't like that in terms of the preseason and training camp. You've sort of had to like wait your turn and allow the rest of the wide receiver room to churn. How have you maintained your confidence during that time period? And were you ever concerned about, hey, you know, am I going to be in the mix here at wide receiver?
Yeah, you know, I think that's all part of the process, right? I think we have such a great approach here in Ashburn of just how you know, we focus on getting better, on improving, on doing everything as well as you possibly can. So when it comes to worrying about anything else, whether it's, you know, what other teams are doing, whether it's the competition aspect, we all, you know, are constantly in that phase of competing with yourself, of trying to get better every single day and trying to master the art. You know, for me, it's blocking, it's route running, it's trying to get open, it's making every contested catch, every non-contested catch, how to maximize yak. And so it's just learning how to master and fall in love with every part of what it takes to be a receiver, to be an offensive weapon, and ultimately to be a football player. And so it's been such a cool process, and it's so much of a blessing to have just the people between Bobby Engram, between Cliff, between, you know, Jaden, who are the guys who, you know, communicate and help coach and teach, and we get on the same page and build chemistry and just grow and continue to compete from there.
Luke McCaffrey joining us, rookie for the Commanders, as they're home for the Cleveland Browns Sunday afternoon at Northwest Stadium. Join us. You only had the one catch for 17 yards on Sunday, but it was a doozy. And, you know, I love watching a high-powered offense, but I love, like, what Kingsbury does with you guys. I mean, that one catch came out of a three-receiver cluster to the right. You're spraying all over the place. Jaden, you know, fires a seed. You stretch out, reach out, and get it. Big first down on 2nd and 15. That sets up a critical touchdown. Talk about this system and the fit and the creative ways that, I mean, I'm watching all of this tape, right, and going back and watching all these 3x2s and 5 receiver. It's nuts to watch on television. What is it like to play in it?
Oh, it's awesome. I think Cliff does such a great job of just matching personnel, being able to see things. That play specifically that you were talking about, we put in, I think, the day before as a late ad. We'd had it as a play in camp, and so we'd run it before. We had reps at it, but we saw what they were doing to the bunch, where they run what you call trio, which is where they're manning the point guy who's right in front of the bunch at number 3, who's the inside guy on the bunch, and then the other two guys are playing in and out. So we knew we'd be able to get leverage, but I think it helps too when, you know, Cliff just has trust in us to be able to learn that, to go out and execute. And then, you know, it obviously helps when you got a great gunslinger with Jaden who takes care of the ball and does such a good job of just seeing the field. And so it's cool when you have all those pieces together. You're allowed to do a lot of fun things and then start mixing in the personnels, whether it's, you know, 3 tight ends, whether it's 5 receivers. It gives the defense a lot to prepare for every single week, and it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, I've dubbed it, Luke, exotic smash mouth football. That's the best way I can describe what you all are doing right now.
Don't get many ideas, Luke, because he's going to put that on a T-shirt.
Look,
slogan.
I'm trying to put it on T-shirts. I'm putting it on bumper stickers, license plates.
You know what I call it? Winning football. That's what I call it. Nice and boring.
It's awesome. Clearly, there's an emphasis on you guys to stay ahead of the chains, and it's helped everything. But in terms of installing all of it, when you have so many different personnel groupings, the verbiage and stuff could get difficult, and it becomes easy, you know, to mess up when you're a guy that's playing multiple spots like you are. One thing I read about, though, is something that's unique to Cliff Kingsbury, the way he handles walkthroughs and how much time you guys spend doing walkthroughs. Can you touch on that a little bit and how beneficial that's been for you in terms of translating what you're learning in the classroom onto the field?
Yeah, holy cow. It's been awesome, and it's been a lot of fun to go through walkthroughs too, because, you know, we're a signal system. We do huddle, but you know, we like to use our tempo and use the ability to get on the ball as fast as we can to just see what the defense is doing and hopefully make it a little bit more vanilla. But to do that, you have to learn it through walkthroughs, right? Just because it's a different operation than a lot of guys are used to.
And Luke, I would say this, not to cut you off, brother. I think casual fans look at walkthroughs and sometimes they don't understand the value of it all the way. I know when I was in college, walkthroughs are kind of annoying, especially if you're a guy that's not going to play or a starter. But clearly there has been some benefit for you guys there.
Oh yeah, no, it's awesome. It's a way, in my opinion, to steal reps, right? To get extra reps on certain plays, and it's been so beneficial.
Luke McCaffrey with us. You can follow him if you're not already doing so. And you should be on the old X machine, McCaffrey, at McCaffrey underscore Luke, at McCaffrey underscore Luke. And, of course, a big part of the Commanders. You had the big fourth down catch on Monday night in Cincinnati that keyed that was the first touchdown, I believe it was, the first touchdown drive of the night. You guys have gone for it on fourth down four times in the last, again, these last two wins on the road. How important is that from Dan, trusting Jaden, and also trusting your line, you guys as receivers, blockers, what have you, to have that kind of faith and not just to go for it because analytics say it, but because you guys are damn good at it already?
Yeah, I think, you know, we've done it in smart situations too. We've done it at times when, you know, it's positive. Right, and we've been lucky enough to get them, and that's just a choice of execution. But like you said, it just shows us as players that the coaching staff trusts us, right? Mm-hmm. Whether it's throwing a ball to Terry to ice the game against Cincy, or whether it's going for it on fourth, it shows that, you know, they have a level of trust in us, and we're going to go out there and fight and battle for them every single play because of it.
Yeah, it's been awesome to watch for you guys. When you look at the matchup this week going up against a secondary in Cleveland that's got, you know, some household names and Denzel Ward and Greg Newsome, and knowing, you know, what Jim Schwartz is going to try to dial up on that side of the football, do you feel like this week you maybe got to put in a little bit extra work to get yourself prepared?
No, I think, you know, we have so much emphasis on every single day just coming to work and putting that preparation in, whether it's for this week or whether it's for 3 weeks from now, or whether it's for late in the season or even next year, right? We're just trying to constantly get better and grow. And so I think you approach this week just like we have and make sure you know your alignment, your assignment, and then just see the field well. They do a lot of really good things. Like you said, they got a great edge rusher in Myles Garrett, and they got some good corners.
You excited to chip him, Luke?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You know it. And so, you know, between him and between their corners, whether they're in the slot or outside, you know, they got a really talented team. And so, honestly, we look at it as a fun opportunity to, you know, continue to grow and continue to compete against a great talent.
Luke McCaffrey with us for another couple of minutes from Ashburn. Commanders wrapping up day one of their practice week as they get set for the Cleveland Browns. You already kind of mentioned it earlier. You guys come home. Northwest Stadium should be rocking. You guys are 3-1. Most exciting team right now, I would say, in the league. I know you had a ton of fans in Arizona. Everybody saw that. Everybody heard it. What is it like? What do you guys, are you guys excited, I'm sure, to get back home in front of, you know, the home fans and to feel that juice and feel that energy from, I don't know, 55,000+ as opposed to however many thousand were in Arizona?
Oh, I'm so excited. I like I said, last week felt like a home game, so we got an extra one. And then, you know, finally we come home with a little bit of momentum. I can't wait to you know, play in front of our fans, in front of the DMV, and just see, you know, how the city's embraced what we've done so far this year. We're so excited to do that and then continue to grow and continue to you know, compete and have fun every single week.
The one thing that I keep talking about with you guys, and it was evident being around you all in camp and in the spring, you guys like each other. And I think, you know, you've been in several different locker rooms throughout your career to this point. You've got to grow up around locker rooms. How important has the camaraderie been for you all? I know Frankie mentioned in the summer the leaders of the team, you know, put together, you know, a mission statement. Like that, like how has the accountability factor been in that locker room? And then for you, like getting to see it for the first time as a pro, how would you judge it compared to other places?
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
As you've been.
It's been awesome, and I think it's been special in the sense of you just have a lot of guys who love football.
Yeah.
And when you have that, you're naturally going to bond. And then, you know, through camp, you compete against each other, you grow. But I think that trip to Arizona was really special because we spent the whole week out there, right? And this is the first time since the whole team's been together that we've had an event like that. And so I thought that was such a cool opportunity for us to just grow together, to bond as people on and off the field. And then, you know, short week on the road, on the West Coast to – get a little grimy, get a little gritty, and get to do that whole week, right? Overcome something together. And so that was such a special bonding opportunity for us that I think really brought us closer.
Luke McCaffrey with us. You know, one thing I wanted to spend a minute on, this is very important to me, but I also know it's important to your family. I don't know if you were there, but back in 2011, my son has Down syndrome. And he's now 23 years old. And your dad, Ed McCaffrey, who you know a lot of people might remember, three-time Super Bowl champion, has worked extensively with the Global Down Syndrome Foundation. And we had an event out here at Navy Marine Corps Stadium in Annapolis. I don't remember if you were there. You were a young kid at that point, but with Mike Shanahan and just to see the kids. Can you talk a little bit about some of the things that your family have been able to do to help? You know, young kids and people with special needs like you did my son and so many people with Down syndrome, and why that's so important to your dad, your family, and the McCaffrey name.
Yeah, no, that is awesome. I wasn't able to make it out here, but every single year back in Colorado where I grew up, we had Dare to Play, which is a football camp and a cheer camp for, you know, kids with Down syndrome. It's partnered with the Global Down Syndrome Foundation, and it's really special to just be able to put on an event, be able to teach people football and be able to, you know, bond and create an opportunity for people with Down syndrome to shine, right? To have the spotlight and to go and just have a blast. And so that was something that, you know, we support throughout the whole year. And then there's a big week of camp followed by an awesome game, which, you know, we had thousands of people come out and celebrate and support. And it's such a great opportunity. And it's such a awesome thing for the families, the support systems, and for the kids themselves.
I can speak firsthand. It was an unbelievable event. And I just want to personally thank, you know, your dad and your whole family for everything that you guys have done for Down syndrome. So thank you. I appreciate that very much.
That's awesome. Yeah, thank you so much. That's special.
Luke, well, I know we only got a few minutes left with you. I expect you to find the end zone sooner rather than later. I think it's this week. I think it happens. Just a favor for your boy, Luke. It's one favor. When you find the end zone, or this week as you get prepared to find the end zone, work on your touchdown celebration dances with Jaden and not Terry and B-Rob. We got to get your brothers up to speed, man. You got to act like y'all supposed to be there. Jaden knows what Jaden's got the swagger of, I can't even say it on the radio, but you get with Jaden on the touchdown celebration. Not scary. Scary, keep being scary.
That's awesome. I know I'll have to think something up. I've been close too many times that hopefully.
But look, don't get in there and freeze up now. because that's the worst thing.
I mean, you were pretty close in Cincinnati on that fourth down down catch, and I know this. Jaden got the touchdown, but you were blocking your ass off on that student body right double pull to the right. I saw you, Luke. I saw you doing your thing, going across the field and looking for anybody that you could possibly hit, dude. You've been awesome so far to watch. Everybody talks about your separation stuff. I love the little things, the jet sweeps, and you know all that stuff. I know that's coming too. The almost throwback home run thing in Tampa. You've been a lot of fun to watch. Great catch, obviously, last Sunday. Keep it up on Sunday. Enjoy being back at home. And again, thank your family for me for all the great work that you guys have done on behalf of Down Syndrome families and all that. Thanks so much for doing this.
Thanks,
appreciate
Turf
you.
Walker.
Yeah, awesome. Thank you so much for having me on today. This was a blast.
Yeah, appreciate you. That is Luke McCaffrey, rookie wide receiver for the Washington Commanders. Really appreciate him joining us. Looking forward to watching him grow and evolve. And we didn't even get to half the things, for God's sakes. I mean, think about it. 2 years ago, he was a quarterback. Yeah. And he started his collegiate career at Nebraska. I think his dad coached him in high school, too, out in Colorado. And just such a great career odyssey. And I know he hasn't made that big, big impact yet. I don't know.
Pretty big.
It's coming. It's coming. I think it's coming, and it might be this Sunday. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.